they take a beating. If you have a little pent-up aggression, you just kind of slap them around a bit. And
take it out on
save
that.
Save someone's sewer. Life. I don't know.
Guitars often bear the brunt of singer-songwriter's emotions. But with her debut album, Patti Griffin made it pretty clear that words can speak just as loudly. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Being a newcomer in a city full of strumming songwriters makes a girl have to stand out. And as much as Patti Griffin's shy demeanor spoke otherwise in the early 90s Boston scene, she had a voice big enough to separate her from the pack. It didn't take long for fans and record labels to take notice either. And by 96, a collection of tunes called Living with Ghosts provided a mere hint of the songs to come. Over a decade later, Patti Griffin is one of the most respected songwriters around. And so today, we look back to the beginning, when she joined former FUV host Ben Soper for her first visit to FUV and talked about making her recording debut.
It strikes me listening to this record, it is very powerful, very sort of personal and sort of straight to the bone, you know.
Yeah.
Are they songs that have been a long time coming for you?
The songs on the record, for the most part, were written in a 2.5-year span. Mm. I think the life process, yeah. They needed to be written. It was sort of a turning point in the way that I wrote prior to these set of songs. I wrote much more for craft and for a voice vehicle. And then there just came a point in my life where I needed an outlet, and I used my songwriting.
But tonight I clearly recall every little bit.
These are copyright demos for the most part. I didn't know I was making a record, and ended up using a lot of these songs to get my record deal with. And they got very attached at my record company to the performances on them. And when I made the leap into making a record with a producer and a band, they were not happy with the project, and I'm not totally comfortable with that setting,
right,
to be honest,
right,
because I do most of my work solo. I think it takes some experience, and which I was lacking when I made mine with my band, just to not be self-conscious and to just let yourself go. And you feel this pressure of you're capturing a moment, and I hate to be tied down, you know? It's a very difficult thing to do, to just relax and let go and make a good record with the band and with the producer and think it out and all that stuff. So sometimes your performance is just so much more loose and interesting when you're just sort of noodling away.
In the battle of time, in the battle of well, all is only your hope and your heart that gets killed and it gets harder and harder rain to believe in magic, honey. When what came before you is so very tragic,
to the archives for Patti Griffin's 1997 visit to WFUV and a live version of Sweet Lorraine. To hear more from Patti Griffin and many other artists, visit our online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.